Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of July 2019. Supreme Court has declined to urgently list a plea of two independent Karnataka MLAs seeking holding of floor test forthwith, but said it may consider listing of the petition on Tuesday. Calcutta High Court has extended by 1 week an interim protection from arrest granted to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in connection with a CBI notice, asking him to appear before its officers for assisting into a multi-crore chit fund scam probe. Apex Court has held that the deposits collected by a finance company are capital receipts and not revenue receipts. The court also held that the primary liability and onus is on the department to prove that a certain receipt is liable to be taxed. Supreme Court Friday has stayed the Bombay High Court order scrapping the projects for a golf course and a residential colony of 17 towers on a large water body surrounded by mangroves on Palm Beach Road in Navi Mumbai. Supreme Court has asked the centre to respond to a request for putting a legal regime for joint parenting in cases of divorce of parents to ensure that the child got the love and affection of both the mother and the father even after their separation. Supreme Court has reiterated that it is well settled with respect to service jurisprudence that PIL will not be entertained. Supreme Court has noted that State Commission having already decided the matter on merits, such a technical objection as regards pecuniary jurisdiction could not have been countenanced before the National Commission. Telangana High Court has directed the state government to file counter affidavit in a PIL seeking CBI probe into alleged large-scale irregularities in the sheep distribution scheme. Besides, the court also issued notices to other respondents, including CBI and the National Insurance Company Limited, in the case. Madras High Court has declined anticipatory bail to journalist Prakash M. Swami, who apprehended arrest in connection with a sexual abuse case. The complainant, who is a city-based actor, accused Prakash M. Swami of sexually abusing her under the pretext of resolving issues related to her son's passport. Calcutta High Court has ordered a litigant to plant 50 trees as punishment in lieu of imprisonment after finding a petitioner guilty of contempt. The High Court initiated SUO Motu contempt proceedings against the petitioner after he had made serious allegations against its sitting judges and former chief justices. Allahabad High Court has allowed a minor rape survivor, considering the trauma that the minor rape survivor may face if she has to give birth to a child, to medically terminate her pregnancy, even if it crossed 20 weeks, the permissible limit given in Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, 1971. Madras High Court has directed the Secretary, Municipal Administration and Water Supply Department to hold a state level inquiry with respect to complaints of illegal extraction of groundwater and initiate action not only against the violators but also against the government officials who had failed to curb such a practice. Madras High Court has prohibited Rapido, the online bike taxi service, from operating in the state of Tamil Nadu. The app will not be allowed to function until the state government formulates new regulations. Bombay High Court has convicted Samson Souza to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment more than a decade later after Souza, a beach shack worker, was found to have attacked the British teenager and then left her to die on the Anjuna beach. He will perform hard labor during his imprisonment. Allahabad High Court has issued notice to Prime Minister Narendra Modi in connection with a petition challenging his election from Varanasi constituency in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. The petition was filed by Tej Bahadur, ex-BSF Jawan and SP candidate, whose nomination to contest from Varanasi was dismissed by the Election Commission. Calcutta High Court has held that the concrete base built around trees by the city roads should be abolished so that the roots could access water, soil and air. Madras High Court has rejected a PIL move by a lawyer seeking to restrain the Hindu Religious and Charitable Endowments Department from opening temples at midnight for Western New Year celebrations. Calcutta High Court took to task the state government and the North 24 Pargana municipality of Bongaon for not following in letter and spirit its earlier order in which the court had allowed two BJP councillors to vote. Kerala High Court has issued notice to the state government and the Environment Ministry on a PIL challenging the clearance given by the State Environmental Impact Assessment Authority to a private group for constructing a mall in Thiruvananthapuram district. Delhi High Court has ruled that merely non-joining of any public witness at the time of recovery of weapons does not raise doubt as to the truthfulness of the testimony of a police witness on the same point or discard their evidence. Madhya Pradesh High Court has quashed a rape case against man on the ground that the consent for sex was allowed by the prosecutrix even after knowing very well that the accused would not marry her. SEBI has come out with standardized format for reporting violations of code of conduct, formulated under prohibition of insider trading norms.